Hello, Pro Nerds. Welcome to another episode of the Nerdcast, Project Nerd's very own podcast. Excited to bring you episode 23 of season 4. As you can tell from the lack of interruptions, I'm actually by myself this time. But I'm just introducing our episode from this past weekend. We recorded at Planet Comic Con. We were able to host a panel all about podcasting, and it got some pretty good turnout and some great questions. One of the most exciting things about it was the amount of other podcasters that showed up and were able to share information as well and ask questions. So it was pretty cool, which we'll also have an episode upcoming to where we had a chance to talk with a number of those podcasters. So coming at you unedited, uncut, is the panel that we recorded at Planet Comic Con. Apologies up front for the audio, as it definitely was recorded live at the panel. So we have some transparency about our numbers. Like I said, some great questions, but plenty of excitement. Enjoy.
Best time. I had to hit record. I did all that without recording. My bad.
Well done.
You didn't record yet?
Yeah, no.
Jeez.
All right. So
step one to broadcasting your podcast. Record your podcast.
The point of this panel is to teach y'all what not to do.
And that was it.
We're just exhibiting like the mistakes.
This is Erin Lay, who can also be found at booth 714. She is our cosplay extraordinaire. We call her actually the Academy Award winning time traveling wizard.
Yep.
I don't remember what episode you'd have to listen to get that backstory.
17.
But it does involve her going into the future, winning an Academy Award, coming back in time to make sure Ben Affleck was nominated for Gone Girl this year.
Right. Because we know that should have happened. So.
Tyler Hedrick, who is the know-it-all nerd, like we said, that talks over everybody, is not here right now. And then because my name is Iggy, somebody must have thought it said Iggy Azalea and stole my name tag. Because I'm not as popular and I obviously don't make as good jokes.
No,
so
doesn't.
True.
This is kind of a combination, us podcasting while also doing some Q&A. We learned very quickly in 4 seasons, although the second season only had 2 episodes, consistency is key, I guess, that we actually do have people who listen to us, and it's not just our moms. So we thought we would share some information with y'all. Let's talk a little bit about, we'll point out some things we've learned, some things we're excited about, and then definitely do some Q&A. As we know, a lot of people can podcast. I mean, if we can do it, anybody can do it, right? So, Bob, why don't you get us started? What are some things you've picked up podcasting, some things you've learned from our team?
Well, I tell you, one of the things is just being able to just kind of interrupt people when they're talking a little bit too much.
What was that? No.
Yeah. And as Iggy likes to point out, I got to make sure that I always face the mic because
which you're not doing right now.
Which is normal.
Yeah, you really do have to face the mic. It's kind of important.
Adam?
Yeah, the big thing is you want it to be open and conversational. You want it, I mean, if you're doing a podcast and it's you and your friends, have fun. If you guys are having fun, other people will too. The hard part with that is talking to someone sitting next to you, but not looking at them. So when I make fun of Tyler, because Tyler sits next to me when we podcast, like I crane over to make fun of him. But you really want to make sure that you're always able to be heard. And so the consistency is key there, not just in a recording schedule, but in a quality of the recording. So keeping voices as you know, the same as they can be. We've got a mixer. That's what that thing's called?
Yeah.
A soundboard?
Sure.
I'm going to go with soundboard. We know what we're doing, honestly. I promise. Keeping those numbers as equal as possible so everybody sounds the same. Not everybody talks the same into a microphone. And so adjusting those types of things to create an even experience for your listener, super helpful.
It's all right. All these people thought this was the overflow for the Karen Gillan room anyways.
Totally is. Yeah.
Aaron, do you have anything to add? I'm sure you do.
I mean, when I joined the podcast, like, I'm not thinking about anything technical like these guys are.
Because you're just playing Plants
vs. Zombies.
I just
thought that I talked, yeah. I mean, I think that the whole reason I'm even in the podcast is so that you guys have an actual perspective from a woman instead of just being totally male. Yeah, I mean, you could, but that's what I do. So I don't, you know.
We're an equal opportunity employer. Tyler would have
fill space.
Oh, Tyler would have tons to add if he was here. But I'll add some notes that we could say for podcasting is All joking aside, we did go. We've learned through a lot of growing pains. We spent our first season doing really well, not knowing what we were doing on the technical side. And when our person who was handling the technical side disappeared, then we were kind of thrown to the wolves. And then season two, that's where we learned that consistency is key. We recorded about 9 or 10 episodes, only aired 2 through the course of about 7 or 8 months. So probably destroyed any traffic we picked up from that first season. Third season, we got on a proper host. We started pushing stuff out consistently. We made a schedule and started to see a lot more results. Now we're in our fourth season and are having a lot of fun with it. So
I think for sure, you know, anytime someone talks about doing a podcast, it's all about having fun. I mean, if you want to record your conversations with your friends, then do it. And it's going to be fun. But if you want to have listeners, then for sure, regularly record.
And one question we often get regarding the podcast is like, what do you talk about? What's a good topic for a podcast? And much like this panel, we don't really rehearse or plan anything well ahead. We just kind of go with it if it's not showing right now.
The funny thing is season one, we did. Like, we tried what we're going to talk about. And we email it out to each other. And then
we sat down for like 15, 20 minutes before we actually podcast. And we actually said, okay, we're going to talk about this. And
it just turned into Iggy yelling at us because we can't stay on topic. So, like, we would start having a really good time. We'd be like, all right, guys, we need to get back to whatever we were talking about. And if you've listened to our podcast, we kind of go all over the place. Like, we don't get stuck with one topic. We'll start talking about Marvel, and we'll end up having this really awesome discussion about something.
Last week's podcast about Planet Comic-Con, we actually ended up talking about Mel Gibson and Mad Max. So
that's right.
It's good talk.
Because Carrie Ellis is here. That's how we got there, too.
Eventually. Right, yeah.
It was a tough one.
We went to Robin Hood and Men in Tights, and then Mel Brooks, and then Mel Gibson, and then Mad Max, and then Tom Hardy. And then we ended up back at Planet Comic-Con. So right. it was a good trail. I really want to open it up because what we did last time was do a lot of Q&A. So do you have questions about podcasting, questions about the Nerdcast, questions about the cosplayer, because that's the reason she's here, because we don't get questions, she does. I mean, any of that stuff is suitable. So I don't know if this is a mic. I don't have my glasses on, so there might be a mic on top of that stand.
There is, yeah.
It's only like 5 feet in front of me. Yeah, yeah.
He's legally blind.
I don't know. So if anybody wants to, I guess jump up to the mic or even just yell questions. I hear much better than I see. So
you don't have to literally jump. You could just walk calmly and then ask a question. Constitutes our seasons?
That's a great question. Well, season one went until we needed a break from each other. We record weekly, and then we've taken probably about a month off, and then we start again, and that's when we start a new season. A lot of podcasts we work with, we syndicated podcasts for a while and stuff, so we do have another podcast that airs off Project Nerd. We'll do seasons that are themed, so we see a lot of those, but ours is more... when we just need a break, we do that. But this season, I don't know how we're going to switch because we've decided not to take a month off again because that also drops our listeners. And being the owner of Project Nerd, I'm the one who's thinking about how does this help me pay my bills, I guess. So we need those listeners. But, we took a month off in September and started in October. That started our fourth season. So that was the trend. I think we talked about, like, doing a 2-week gap or something this time before we jumped into the fifth season. So just whenever we get tired of each other is the short answer for that.
Which is not often. We like hanging out with each other.
Well, for you guys.
Pretty much we're all over at their house every night of the week at some point playing games or doing something.
Yes, sir. Yeah, great question. So the question is, how long does our podcast last? We have found, and you kind of extend the question to what's an optimal time. We found an hour to work, mainly because we have to set a time limit or we will just sit here and talk for 3 hours.
Right.
And that's probably one of the problems you got to set aside, especially if you're doing it with a group of friends. And they were joking earlier about how we'd spend like 20 minutes getting stuff together for an episode. but we'd waste all our best material planning, and that's part of the reason why we just go straight
into recording.
Conversation
before the mic was on was fantastic.
Yeah,
we'd start recording, and everybody's like,
so
Rutina.
We found an hour. Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying Rutina from Bob's Burgers.
Okay. We found an hour works best for us. The gaming podcast that airs on ours does usually about an hour. If there's a special edition, they've done longer. But we've learned, I think the best way to test it, too, if you're looking to it, is if you can't stand listening it anymore past the hour mark, then don't go an hour because nobody else wants to listen to it either. But that seemed to be the sweet spot with our traffic continuing to grow. So we've had some people say, I mean, you've cut off a topic, you could have kept going, or we've had people even give us feedback maybe a half hour. But since this has seemed to work, we just keep going with that time.
Iggy's real tricky, too. Like, when we start recording, like, he doesn't tell us. So he really likes to start us in a conversation and then just, like, sneakily hit. I don't know if sneakily is a word, but
it is
he
now.
Hits record. Yeah.
Perfect.
I think also, with time-wise, we do all our podcasting usually later in the evenings. Like, we actually start, I mean, some of us still work till about 8:30 or so. So we actually start 8:45 to 9. I think a lot of it's just getting to that point is, okay, I'm getting kind of tired, so let's stop right here.
Yeah, I'm getting old, Bob. You guys got to leave my house at a certain time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think the hour for us is what's worked. If a half hour works for you, if that's where you guys are, you know, your sweet spot where everything is in that is fresh and energetic, I think that's probably, then that's what's going to work for you. But keeping an eye on your listeners and your plays each week, that helped us kind of grow in terms of what worked for us. So keep an eye on that type, on your plays and your listens, and play around with it. If it's 45 minutes, it's 45 minutes. If it's an hour, it's an hour. You know, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer.
Yeah.
Not cookie cutter anyway.
We did learn – this is a great question, by the way. That's why we keep running with it. But we did learn, too. We tried to do another podcast called the Movie Night Podcast, and we talk about a specific movie. So we did shorten that down. We also tried it to where we kind of did like a Riff Tracks thing where we watched a movie and recorded it. That's a lot of work and a lot of time to commit. So, and we found that we were spending more time arguing over which movie to watch than actually doing the movie. So that one went out the window pretty quickly, too.
It was fun, though, but, yeah, it was a little bit too long.
All right. Next question.
So when you get together, I mean, do you have an idea of a topic? I've kind of had different, different areas of expertise.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when you go in, is it what we're going to be talking about? Does everybody bring something in to talk about? Or what do you do when you walk in? I mean, you're not rehearsing, but do you have an idea?
Yeah. Yeah, the question is do we have an idea of what we're going to talk about? Do we all bring in something since we kind of have our fandoms and our new, unique things? Yes and no, I guess would be the way. We do have a shared Facebook group that they derail every time I try to put topics on there of like, but we try to keep track of what's been going on for the week. And if we keep a track of it, then kind of just look at it really quickly overwards and then let the conversation flow that. Or for example, like we said this past week, Planet Comic Con kicks off our Contour season, our Pro Nerd Tour, as we call it. But we head to conventions all across the Midwest from now till about November. So we use that episode to really talk about that was kind of the planned topic. So it can vary. I don't know if y'all want to add to that.
Right, yeah. So if there's big announcements, we're going to cover that. So whatever's kind of salient in pop culture, whether it's video games or music or movies or whatever it might be. I mean, we touched on the Grammys for a little bit during one episode. It's whatever's out there that people might want to know about or apparently want to know what we think about it, we'll do that. So it's not so much that we necessarily have to plan as much anymore because we all have that idea, this is what we're going to do. So we keep an eye on that type of stuff, I guess, on Facebook, social media, that type of thing.
Yeah, but we still do a little bit. I mean, like Adam focuses a lot on games. I focus a lot on movies. So, you know, when we get together, okay, let's look at box office, what's coming out on video, what's coming out this week. See anything good over the weekend, that kind of stuff. So, and then with Tyler, we're still not here. Tyler focuses on...
This is going great, isn't it?
We can all actually talk.
We always joke that
that's
when Tyler's not on here, we're like, we're doing such
actually,
a great
when
job.
Tyler's not on here, we actually...
He's really
we
good.
Actually can talk. It's really, it's kind of refreshing. Tyler focuses on books and...
And correcting the rest of us.
Right.
Yes. Pretty much, yeah.
Well, and he's really good with just kind of like staying on top of everything. If we run out of anything to talk about, Tyler knows everything about anything, and so he will just push stuff out there. And Iggy's like the grown-up who tries to keep us on track with the topic. And
what about you, Aaron?
I mean, you know, then I bring up stuff about like time traveling. I usually just kind of throw stuff out
clear
there about
Kool-Aid.
Clear Kool-Aid is a good
topic. Did you guys
know
clear Kool-Aid was a thing?
Did anybody
have clear Kool-Aid?
If you're familiar
as a kid?
With clear Kool-Aid,
okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Right. It's a good topic.
So it's a real thing. Okay. Yeah. She all didn't right. just make it right? up. That's good mm-hmm. to know.
I'm going to go back to your question about what constitutes a season, a theme. We've spent a lot of season 4 on clear Kool-Aid for some odd reason.
I don't know why people don't talk about it more often. So
Erin supposedly spent her childhood feeding people clear Kool-Aid and tricking them into thinking it was water. Because that
was
fun, I guess.
Like, that was
it was so much fun.
She's from a small town in Kansas, if you can't tell. Not a lot going on there.
I thought one of the more interesting ones was what our Thanksgiving dinner was. And then what was your Thanksgiving dinner? Your favorite food that you get?
I mean, in my family, we always have oyster casserole.
No, that wasn't. You even went further.
It was saltines and butter and oysters.
No, but you said something else, too, that was like way out there.
Oh, the tomato soup salad.
Yeah, okay. What's in the tomato soup salad?
So tomato soup salad. Please let me know if you've had this before. It's real good. You take...
It's real good.
I mean, I shouldn't tell you about the recipe because it's a secret. There's lemon jello and tomato soup, and you mix it together. That's about it.
They add salad onto the end of it like it's going to be something healthy for you. And no.
It's okay.
It's delicious.
They drank clear Kool-Aid with it.
It's like gelatinous. we didn't have clear Kool-Aid at our Thanksgiving get-togethers. But yeah, to answer the question, what do I bring to the podcast? I bring randomness. So
yes.
As an example.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah.
All right. We had another question back there. Yes. Fantastic question. When we started our podcast, how did we get it out there and find traffic? It's part of a bigger thing, so that's helped. Project Nerd is a geek blog, and we do conventions, we do articles, reviews. We share cosplay pictures, which seems to be the number one traffic source. If you're going to do anything in life, share cosplay pictures or get a cosplayer involved in your project. It's working.
It helps.
Yes. and then the gentleman who is missing right now, Tyler, was, you know, as I Project Nerd started to grow and I got more and more people involved with it, Tyler's like, hey, we should do a podcast. So we started with a USB ball. What is it? The blue ball. I think that's what it's called.
Or the snowball or whatever.
Yeah, snowball. Thank you.
It was multi-directional.
Yeah. And we just put it in the middle of the table and every noise you heard. But we had a pretty good audio editor at the time who was a friend.
Right.
Just started recording, and we literally just uploaded it to our WordPress site and got it going there. And that's part of the reason we didn't really track our traffic or anything like that. So if you go back and listen to the old episodes, we often joke that it's three of our moms who listen to it, and the only reason the other two moms don't is because they don't know how to work technology enough to get there.
That's still true, by the way.
Yeah. The moms part, yeah.
100%.
And that's kind of where we learned too is when we started going out and doing the conventions and stuff, we've put it on our cards, we've put it on our flyers, we talk about it, we try to do things like this to get awareness and not only teach other people stuff and learn from the many mistakes we make still because of them. But it's not me, though. Not seriously. But we switched over to a podcast hosting service so we could actually more accurately track that. It helped with our SEO. It helped to automatically put it onto iTunes and things like that. So season 3, which was called the search for season 2 because there was only 2 episodes, it was when we switched over, and so we were able to do a lot more of that tracking and monitoring and growing. Anything to add before?
We're still answering this one. I'm trying to anyway. I think that pretty much covers it. Is the getting to a dedicated podcast service really helped us maintain and create that consistency because we had somewhere for it to be. So there's a cost associated with that, but if growing a podcast and doing a podcast is what you want to do, it's definitely worth it.
Takes money to podcast. Well, yeah. Not necessarily, but it does. All right, you got a question. Okay.
I'm curious about the service you guys use.
Okay.
And then my second question, like kind of
Yeah. So first question is the service we use. I don't know. I don't see the Libsyn guy in here. Is he in here? Okay. So we use Podbean. Podbean? Yeah, Bean, B-E-A-N. So Libsyn's a really popular one. There's another one that – which one is it? Hipcast or Kipcast? Hipcast. Okay, so that's another one. I just think finding the right – there's a lot of them out there, but finding the right one that fits for you. We went with Podbean because it was a low enough price because we – like I said, we thought we had three listeners, so it worked. It's a certain price, gives us unlimited uploads and everything like that. And it's cheaper.
And the embeddable player, too, for our site.
Yeah, helps. And yeah, because we wanted it to go on the blog, so we were able to just really easy embed. Because it is cheaper, though, it does lack some of those extra features. So if you do want the apps or other thing, all that built in, sometimes you'll look at some of those other ones. It works. I think it's good. It's really easy to use. And it's great because when I talked about the iTunes and the technical stuff, like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I just have to plug in an RSS feed into that, and it's taking care of all of it for me. And I'm sure Hipcast probably does the same in all of them too, but switching to the service definitely was helpful because we were literally uploading it to our server and just putting the link or putting the file at the bottom of our WordPress post the first season. Second question was, what do we look for in stats? I look to grow as many as I can. I don't know. We monitor... because I monitor site stats too, I usually monitor listeners per month and then just divide it by that episode to do a quick look at it. And then quarterly, I'll break it down really heavily and just see how many per episode. I usually wait at least 4 or 5 days before I check it, but we don't necessarily check to see if it was like the first week they listened or anything like that. We've seen a lot of our episodes actually grow once new traffic comes in, like people will go back and listen to it. So you'll see those numbers creep up over time. So that's been a pretty cool thing, but I would say, monthly is about what I look. And then if we did 3 episodes that month, I'll divide it by 3 and say, we did about this. Cause I talk in abouts. So we did about this many listeners per episode this month is what I'll tell them. Yes, sir. The prodigal son has returned.
He's running in.
Tyler, watch this. Ladies and gentlemen,
everybody look. And stare at him as he's running. Look,
you don't get a microphone, though. Okay, we have a question over here. I'm sorry.
We can check.
Hey, that's my name.
Yeah.
There's no conflict ever.
No,
we are best.
This is actually our third Tyler, Hedrick. We've switched Tylers.
So these four are all very nice people who get along very nicely. And then there's this guy who hates everyone and everything.
We introduced him correctly, did we not, now that he's shown up? Okay, so we had it covered.
You tell me the asshole wasn't here yet?
Yeah. Well, I didn't use that word. But.
I know, but I did.
I'm going to repeat the question. Now, the question was, besides the technical issues and stats and stuff, what else have we done to work out problems or to grow stuff and that, like, kind of, I guess I was rephrasing a little bit. Equipment upgrades have been things. So as we've gone farther, we've bettered our equipment because we are very busy. So editing an episode now, when you can run it through a soundboard into with high-end mics and all that stuff, it takes a lot less time to edit. That's been a thing we've looked at. So we've piece by piece, built to better that. Scheduling, as Bob brought up earlier, this is not our full-time gig, the podcast. So scheduling is always a conflict we have to work around. And we sometimes try to schedule to conflict with Tyler's schedule, but not the rest of ours. So
yeah, man, that's a real thing that happens.
Those would probably be the two other things that say have been troubles or things we've had to learn from besides that. And I guess, to be honest, equipment does go under technical, so I did a disservice to your answer there. But, scheduling would be the biggest thing. And the thing with us, and the thing I would encourage anybody else to do is podcasting, is get with a group of people that you can be comfortable with and be yourself. All 5 of us hung out well before we were doing this. It's funny because when we hear other people talk about Project Nerd, it is often introduced as there's those group of people from Kansas that at one time they all worked at Best Buy together and then eventually just started building this Project Nerd thing. And that's what happened. We all worked together. We started hanging out together and then we started podcasting together. So
I think one of the best things you can do, right out the bat, regardless of how good your podcast is or whether or not you think you have anything to talk about, is make a commitment that this is what we're going to do. This is how often we're going to do it and stick to it. Because you'll start off and you'll think you have that, and you're like, well, this week we'll do it this day. This week we'll do it this day. Let's just skip this week because everyone's busy, and you'll never connect with someone. You'll never grow that audience if it's not like they know that. Like for us, people know every Friday. Sorry, I have a loud voice. They can carry. Every Friday at a certain time, there will be a Project Nerd podcast, and we try to commit to that. And we were bad at it.
We've already brought up season two.
Season two, the search for
you missed all this.
I was
you totally
missed. I was hanging out with Chloe Dykstra.
It brings our point. It brings up the point. Consistency. I think we've pushed that. We've pushed that out there a lot. So
consistency is important.
Yeah. Do y'all have anything to add about things other problems we've had to overcome, I guess?
Well, one thing I think we've been lucky with is not having problems amongst us. So there's never been like a conflict between us.
Yeah. Speak for yourself, Adam.
Well, I don't have conflict.
Me and Tyler fight all the time.
They do. They're children.
Yeah.
It's because you're wrong all the time.
I can't help it that you're wrong.
Show of hands. Show of hands right now. Uh-oh. Show of hands.
I know where this is going.
Two things. Number one. Yeah. Yes. Is it hands up if it's a yes, hand down if it's
you
a no.
You need to be validated.
No.
No, he's going to
listen.
The rest of us are going to raise our hands.
I know you are. So hand up means yes. Two hands up means like infant. I mean like an emphatic yes.
Are you going to get there?
Hands down is a no. Robert Redford is a good actor. Okay. No. Number two, The Lord of the Rings are good movies and Peter Jackson is a good director.
Tila, whose hands was down?
Okay, I have an opinion. It's okay. Come on.
Okay, children. Adam was going to answer the question. Adam was going to answer something.
Differences of opinion are great, but we don't have like there aren't fights. There aren't people go home with feelings hurt because we give Tyler a hard time about talking over us. And you know, I don't go home and cry over my video games because they call me a vixen or anything like that. I mean. You got to have fun, and so fortunately, we've been able to bypass any drama, I guess, amongst us. Technically, though, in terms of like buying equipment, getting that really kind of changed everything for us. That first season where we recorded, it was, you know, all right, everybody put your hands in your lap and sit away from the table so you don't hit it, but lean in close so that we can hear you in the microphone still. All right, not that close. That's a little too close. So back up a little bit there. Okay, now
this
we're perfect.
This is still a weekly battle, though.
Yeah, so getting the better equipment definitely helped improve our ability to podcast. Then you're worrying about all of that stuff less, and you can concentrate more about what you're talking about.
That's a great thing to address that, too, yeah. The better equipment has definitely helped us not have to worry about those issues. So, yes, sir.
On the technical end, software you use to do your recording and or editing, what type of code editing do you
use? No, so that was another big advancement we went. We started with Audacity, the free software that would sometimes just shut off in the middle of an episode or something like that. We were convinced by this guy. He does bring some value. To pick up one of these Zooms, it's been very valuable, too, because we do so many conventions. We do interviews and all that stuff, so we actually have two of these now because you can run mics right into the bottom and the back. It's got a mic built in. So we went to one of these and actually just record to this into soundboard to this with the memory card, drop the memory card in the computer, and then this will be a disagreement at the table when I just bring it up. I'm a Mac person, so I use GarageBand, and it edits just fine. I mean, it works perfectly well for what we're doing. I feel like there was another program Cody used when he edited, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
But, right, I mean, that right there, go to Amazon, go to Best Buy, go somewhere, $200, an H4N from Zoom is a podcast in a box. Like, that by itself eliminated 99.9% of the technical problems we had, and it's compact, good battery life, and it literally can do a million things that we still haven't figured out how to use. Like it's way more technology than you need, but for the price, like that will do everything and then some.
Just because we're geeks doesn't mean we're tech savvy that great. But no, yeah, we use probably like 10% of its potential, but it was still probably one of the best $200 we've ever spent on something. Because a lot of times if the episode sounded good and I didn't mark anywhere where I was going to need to cut, I can put that memory card in and have the episode ready to go within an hour or two. So
yeah, and even without a mic or a soundboard and stuff, that by itself, as long as you're conscious of it, you can pop it up, sit on the table, turn the mics out, and it'll it'll record an interview pretty impressively. So,
definitely.
Yep. Super portable.
Portable, yeah. Good battery life.
AA batteries, too. We got some rechargeables in there, and it goes great.
The five or the six. Those are awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, see, perfect. So he's talking about using this and then going to right into Audacity because this will mix different. You can, multiple lines in and things like that. They have one that starts at $100 too. I don't remember what that model's called. I think it's got one mic input,
like
though.
H1, yeah. Is it the Zoom H1?
Yeah, and then this is the H4, which is probably one of their most popular, and then the H5 and H6 have a lot more features even. But like Tyler said, we don't even use 90% of the features on this one. So when we were buying a second one, as much as those bigger ones sounded great, we're like, we're not going to probably do what we need to with it. Great question, though. Any other questions? I feel like a principal or a teacher. Yes. Yeah. Great question. So the question is, what feedback do we hear? No, because we got some good stories. That's why he's laughing. What feedback do you hear? People you don't know, stuff like that. Honestly, everybody we do know doesn't listen to our podcast for some reason. I don't know why.
They won't do it.
And we joked. What, I've brought up the mom jokes now like three times with this, but I would rather my mom didn't listen to my podcast. So and that's where we said we didn't know for a while that people were listening to us. And the first one, we were at Denver Comic Con 2 years ago, and this young lady was just walking out because we were by the exit, which ended up being really good booth placement for those of you setting up booths. But she was walking out. She goes, "Oh, hey, Project Nerd, I listened to your Nerdcast," and just kept walking. And you should have seen, like,
I don't think she understood, like,
what that meant to us.
What that did to us at that point in time.
See three grown men behind a booth going. It was a special moment for us. It really was. And now, honestly, the majority of our feedback comes when we're out here on the road. So we have...
If someone cracks the code of getting, Facebook or engagement around their podcast, let us know because we would like that secret.
Yeah, we have... to be transparent with it, we have hit about 1,000 listeners per episode. And we're lucky if you see one comment on the thing still. Like, people don't interact with it as much as they do our website. And to be honest, our website is... 300,000 times larger than that. I just wanted to throw that out there because I'm a humble brag person. But no.
Technically 3,000 because you said 1,000 and then times.
Well, times, whatever. So, we don't get a lot of interaction online with it. And we usually end it, each episode, with trying to set that up. Like, you can go to our Podbean page and comment. You can go to our Facebook page. You can go on the blog. We have the comments turned on. All those, and we rarely ever see feedback until we come out on the floor. And then, like, even this weekend alone, we've had people come up and be like, "Hey, on your podcast, you guys said you had cosplay bingo cards. Where can I pick those up?" Or, "Hey, love the podcast," or something like that. So when we do get feedback, I don't know if people that do listen realize how fragile we all really are, because we don't really hear a lot of negative things. Or either if they didn't like it, they probably quit listening to us. So that's why we don't hear a lot of negative things.
I would get excited if someone came and told us they hated it. That at least meant they listened.
Yeah, that's true. So... don't fear not getting much feedback, because I'm that person in the group that panics when people aren't interacting and everybody's like, "You just told us this number of how many listeners there have and you're upset because you're worried people aren't listening." It's like, so.
Right. Once we realized where we were in terms of listeners, then he started worrying about not getting any feedback. When we thought it was only like 4 or 5 people, he's like, "Oh, of course, well, nobody's talking to us, but it'll get there." And then now it's like, no, why are people talking to us?
Yeah, I mean, but he's right. Like, this is the only place here. I think the one that really blew us away, just because of how far it is from where we are and a bigger show, was the C2E2 one, those guys that came up.
Well, you liked the comment at C2E2 because the guy came up and said he loves our podcast. And you go, "Wait," and you were feeling very Tyler-ish at the moment.
It's being me.
And you said, "Okay, I'm going to ask you, who is your favorite person on the podcast and tell me why it's Tyler? And who's your least favorite person on the podcast and tell me why it's Iggy?" And he goes, "That's why I listen." And Tyler thought that was a perfect response.
High-fived
him, brought it up on the next, like, 5 episodes.
One episode in the hotel room.
So so that was his favorite feedback, for sure. I thought it was funny, actually. It was pretty good.
I'm not everyone's favorite. Like, the favorites are mixed this direction. Definitely least favorite member.
Tyler's the villain. Everyone knows you're the villain. We have you on there just so we can hate you.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Next question.
Everyone likes the villain more than the hero. This is not
yes,
a secret.
Sir. So on Podbean, we actually can see per episode what's listening. And so our older episodes, you'll see, like when I look at our numbers, it's pretty much what you want. You see the slant going up until we take that month up off and then we start that slant again. But yeah, that's on per episode basis now of where we've been at this winter.
We're like still, what is it, like per week? Like if you just crossed all episodes, it's what?
I don't remember. It depends. Right. Well, if it's about 1,000 and we do about, in February, we did 4 episodes, so about 4,000.
Well, I didn't know.
Oh, you mean total per week. Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember. I'd have to look at it. But yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, and one of the questions was when we, you can see some of your old episodes start to get listened to more. So when you do go look at that, you'll see that week's total listeners be up because somebody who newly discovered it or somebody who picked up our card at a convention. We'll also listen to those older episodes.
We'll do one that's, you know, it's a zeitgeist, something pops. Like, what was the special we did? Was it Winter Soldier one? Or was it the other? Was the Guardians? We did a movie one, like a
the winter,
special.
We did Winter Soldier.
It was the Winter Soldier one that did
where
really
it was
well.
Just randomly, like, here we are, episode 1 week, 2 week, 3 week, and then do a special episode the middle of the week just around that one movie after we'd all seen it. But it was, you know, it was right when that was hitting, and then that one here, and then the next week's back, you know. You'll have those. You'll have your outliers.
Or going back to cosplay, we had Michael Wilson, Nightmage. He's a cosplayer from the Midwest who does a lot of charity work. Had him on an episode, and that one got listened to like crazy because we had him and her, two cosplayers. Maybe I should replace the other three of you.
I didn't start doing this as a cosplayer. I just started
That's
doing
true.
Cosplay after. I mean, I was involved in the.
That's true. You were a podcaster first.
Yeah.
All right. I saw a question back there. Ooh, we love hypotheticals.
We get to interview a lot of people.
I want to restate the question into the microphone.
Well,
the question is: have we had any big
guests?
She's
a grown up here.
Have we had any big guests, and what guests would we like to have? So on the podcast, we don't have as many guests. We've started doing some to where we'll Skype with some other people or something and have them on there. Usually, I mean, not as big. We do audio interviews that we used to have on the same feed when we just uploaded to the site out at the convention. So I'd say the biggest one that you guys geeked out, I mean, Adam Baldwin.
Adam Baldwin was
amazing.
Max Brooks was a pretty big one.
Yeah,
Bob.
Max Brooks. So we have those interviews on our website. We just don't – because the podcast is an hour long, I'm sure as much as we love Adam Baldwin, he may not love us enough to hang out for an hour in podcast. I could be wrong, and in my mind I like to think
I think
wrong.
He was pretty taken with me.
Okay, see.
I got to be honest.
So, yeah, the interviews, we've had some good ones on the podcast. Who would we like to have podcast with us? My mom, really?
I don't know. I mean, we could go with our strong suits. Mine would always be probably an author of some kind. So, you know, a Jim Butcher, a Neil Gaiman, a Patrick Rothfuss, who almost got one with.
You did. Well, you did, actually. You talked with author Alex Hughes.
Alex Hughes, we did.
For about 45 minutes. She's a sci-fi author. And
that
we
one
turned
wasn't
that
so
one
much
into
an
episode.
Interview as a podcast. We just sat and chatted for a while. That was pretty cool, but. Yeah, mine would all be authors. That would be cool.
Any special guests y'all would like to see on the show?
I would like Robert Redford or Peter Jackson to come on the show.
And the Kool-Aid Man.
Okay.
And the Kool-Aid Man.
If I could interview the Kool-Aid Man, that's who. I mean, honestly,
oh, yeah.
That would be
get the secret behind the clear Kool-Aid.
Ah, oh, jeez, that would be awesome.
I think it would be cool to, if I was to say somebody I'd want on the podcast, somebody who does a lot of podcasts themselves, so like a Kevin Smith, I was setting you up for that. That's why I paused there, so you would do that.
Uh-huh.
I like to consider myself the Chris Hardwick of Project Nerd, so he's my rival. Yeah.
I think he could.
We're at the same level.
Chris Hardwick doesn't even know who you are.
Whatever. We established this already, that he listens to our podcast and steals our ideas.
And he stews.
He stole our idea to have Tom Hanks on the podcast.
Yep,
the other day,
he did. That's what happened. Yeah. I hope that answered your question some. So if you want to see interviews, they're a lot shorter.
Adam.
Well, we need a translator. I'd really, really, really like to get Hideo Kojima. He did the Metal Gear Solid games. Just the ideas he comes up with and the stories he tells are ridiculously in-depth, and I'm really curious as to how he has done that for 25 years now, I think. I mean, he's been doing them for forever, so.
Go ahead.
You didn't ask me who I wanted.
Sorry. We didn't ask for Aaron's opinion. My bad.
Didn't even ask.
Go ahead.
Jeez. I can't think of his name.
probably no, and I'm okay.
You know that guy? I follow him.
The guy
him on,
from the thing with the.
Well, you gotta get.
I follow him on Facebook, so I like to cook a whole lot. And he's a chef. I can't remember his name. He does this show called The Mind of a Chef on. It was like a PBS special. And he did the first season.
I know what you're talking about, but
what's his name? Who knows?
No. Mind of the Chef guy? Anybody? No.
Mind of a Chef?
We'll insert
that's
the
that's
name.
That's who I would like
we'll
to
take
have.
Care of this in post.
He's a cool guy, and we could talk about food.
There we go.
Well, in general, if I could have someone on the podcast to talk about food more, like, nobody else wants to talk about food as much as I do.
Oh, we'll all talk about food.
Yeah, but you guys, like, don't even eat
vegetables.
Laura's
raising her hand.
Like,
she wants to talk about food.
I'm like, Brussels sprouts, and they're like, ew.
Yeah, you're like, let's take lemon jello and put it with tomato soup. And drink clear Kool-Aid.
Because it's good. You're missing out on life.
So we have time for a couple more questions before we get there. I do want to mention, if you go back and listen to our Adam Baldwin interview, it's fantastic because Adam's interviewing him, but this guy's handling the equipment. He couldn't handle the interview because he was geeking out too much. But you hear a question where Adam asks him about working with Joss Whedon, and he's like, Joss who? And Adam gets like, you know, stumbles for a second because it would threw him off. And then in the background, you just hear this
cackle.
It must have been a cackle.
So, and you can't like edit that. It out. So the Adam Baldwin interview, it's going, and about halfway through, you just get this awkward laugh.
I just start laughing really loud
back
in
there,
the background.
You're like, there's Tyler.
You could not, because I was going to interview him, and I got it. Normally, like, I don't get the weird, I don't geek out like that.
That celebrity thing's tough.
That one took me to a place where I'm just literally rictus grin, like holding the equipment with the headphones on, like, oh my god! It was not a high point in my con career.
All right, a couple more questions.
And elevators haven't been.
Bob has by far
if
the
we
biggest.
Have, if we have time after
out.
A couple questions, we will tell. Since he's here, he's here tomorrow.
Story,
we will tell a story about Arrow that is like no other. Any more questions? Yes, sir. Fantastic.
Yeah.
If you do that, maybe people are interested in too. Why is this mic so short?
wait, there's a mic on that stand? I can't see it. Yeah, great. It does sound like there's a lot of people podcasting in here, and as you can tell already from this 50 minutes so far, we are not the product experts on this. Networking, sharing ideas, that's fantastic.
We are not the people to model yourselves
we're not
after.
We're not even technically really these people. We just showed up and got up here. Like, so that's why there's not name tags for all
so
of
like,
us.
Get these guys.
I mean, these people who've never met me before are better at spelling my name than you are.
Obviously, the blue shirts are from true. Best Buy.
All right, any other questions?
Who has a podcast here in the room?
Wow.
What are they about? Board games? Yes.
Fun.
Yeah, this guy. This guy's on my team. Who else? What do we got?
We're the Language of Romance. It's two buddies just like podcasting.
Okay.
I'm on board
nice.
With this. What else we got?
Video games.
Video games?
My man.
Yes. You can hang out with Adam. I mean, I like him too.
Who has the worst comic podcast ever?
No, I follow you guys. I do.
Yes. Who else we got? Yes.
Fun.
What the?
Yes.
Obviously.
Like it.
Come on.
All the wins.
What else we got? Anyone else?
I can tell you what. I just lost about 10 to 12 hours of my week each week.
Yeah. I want to start another one because we have ours and then Optimistic Gamers?
Yeah, Optimistic Gamers.
I want to really want to start a book one, but yeah. I can't get anyone else
Stop it.
To, like, you know, read.
Yes, you can.
So
you
start and then you go, like, on a Stephen King binge for
How
the
am I supposed to
of, like,
read? I can't
months.
Even see that there's a microphone on the stand. I'm not even going to see that.
Favorite author. What we got?
Tyler, you were deeper.
Okay.
I think they're All supposed right. to ask us questions.
I know, but this is interesting. Like, they didn't have any more. I'm going to talk to them.
I got to tell one story, though, since Stephen Amell is going to be here tomorrow. So we're leaving Denver Comic-Con for the night, and we're going to put stuff up in the hotel room. And Bob had stood in line for Stephen Amell, was going to get his autograph, and they cut the line off, what, like two people in front of you?
Yeah,
so can't get it. Bummed. Puts his Blu-ray set back in his backpack.
He's going to bring his season two.
Season yeah. one. Season
he's going to bring
season
his bags
one of
up.
Arrow,
to,
yeah.
We're going out to eat, so he's going to put his bags up in my hotel room. So everybody, there's like a bunch of us in the elevator. So crammed in the elevator, but I keep a lot of our electronics in a bin, and I'll carry them in the bin back to the room each night so I don't leave them at the booth. So I'm literally against, like, we're crammed in there. I'm like, my back's to everybody, bin on top of my head, and then I just feel this, like, just excessive tap is what we'll call it on my shoulder. I'm like, Bob, what is going on? And I turn and I look over and there's this girl in the corner of the elevator, and I can't explain. I have to show you what she was doing in the corner of the elevator. Like, freaking out. And she goes, Stephen Amell, can I have your autograph? And so that's why Bob was freaking out. So it goes into this whole fun story that was fantastic because he was a super great guy, laid back. Like, had us hold elevator doors for people so he could get selfies with people, sign autographs. It was right after the Kings won the Stanley Cup last summer, so he took out his phone to share pictures with us of him at the game and hanging out with the team. Well, Bob realizes he still has that Blu-ray in his backpack. So after all this madness is starting to die down and there's just a few of us left in the elevator, Bob goes, wait, I still have my Blu-ray. I could get it signed. And he goes, you all go on without me. So it's Bob and Stephen Amell in this elevator. So he signs it, and then the doors open, and Bob
well,
goes.
He has to go. He has to wait for him because he has to go back to the room and get it, didn't he?
No, he's
in my backpack.
No, but he goes. But it's still just them two left on the elevator, and he goes. The doors open, and Bob goes, whose floor is this? And he goes, yours.
I think it's yours.
Yours. Bob hyperventilated for the next 3 days, by the way.
I waited for Bob after he got off the elevator because I figured he wouldn't know where to go afterwards. And he just – the doors open and he was like the tiniest school child I've ever seen. He was like the happiest person alive. Yeah. And I had no idea who Stephen Amell was. I had no idea.
He was in a Peter Jackson movie probably. Across from Robert Redford, yes. No,
I mean, seriously, though, Peter Jackson. Like,
yeah, DC TV, right. So she doesn't watch
anything. I've never made a movie before, so I respect him, but he makes bad movies, just say.
Still the greatest con moment for me.
All right. Any last questions before we get out of here?
They're drawing thumbs against throats.
Okay. So. Yeah, I got it. No, it's cool. Why would I draw my finger across his throat? Yeah. For those of y'all that do want to chat, we can kind of do a quick podcast networking out there because they're going to do the sexuality and cosplay panel in here. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because this lady is going to stay behind and be a part of that. So if you do want to hear more from the cosplayer, not the rest of us, which we're used to now, so you won't hurt our feelings, you're welcome to stay. If not, we'd love to network with some of you podcasts. Thank you all for coming. We appreciate it greatly.
Thanks,
guys.